Well, good evening, and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Today is Tuesday, February the 24th, and I'd like to thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. As always, time, we all know, is very valuable, and I really am honored that you are spending the next half hour here with me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Diving right in, I want you to grab that piece of paper and a pen that writes and write down today's date, today being Tuesday, February the 24th. It's like, oh my goodness, is the date ever moving quickly? My name is Carla McNeil. And you can reach me at my direct line of 778-835-4032. That's 778-835-4032. Or you can send me an email at Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at retirewithcarla.com, R-E-T-I-R-E-W-I-T-H. C-A-R-L-A.com. And if you would like to have a question or comment on the line.
On the line.
Ooh, echo.
Ooh.
I muted the call out there. If you would like to email a question, if you're too shy to ask it online, or to send me a telephone message. I stop and think, telephone, what is that today? So please do feel free to either send me an email with a question or a comment or to give me a phone call. As always, I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, who want to be coached, mentored, and supported within that team environment, and who are ready to take their life to the next level. Because what I want to talk about today is mapping out your journey and where are you going to end up. It seems every week someone gives me some fruit for my teleclass. I was talking to a woman at work, and she's sick. So many people these days are sick. But you know what? That's all they're talking about, being sick. Oh, I'm sick. I'm so sick. I've got this bad thing. And then they want to go through this whole list of symptoms with you. It's like, no, I said, tell yourself I'm healthy. She said, well, I don't want to lie. Well, I had to stop and think, you know what? That's what I was like before. And I don't want to lie because I'm sick right now. So, therefore, if I was to say anything else but other than being sick, I'd be lying. And I stop and think about where I am now, and it's been quite a long journey for me to get from that point that that woman is in right now to where I am today. And I found a quote, as always, I found a quote, Eddie Rickenbacker. I love that name. If you think about disaster, you'll get it. Brood over death, and it will hasten your demise. Think positively and masterfully with confidence and faith, and life becomes more secure, more fraught with action, richer in achievement and experience. And I thought that is so true. When you think about the positive and bringing all of those things to fruition in your life, things start to happen. And I thought about it, you know, even in the work environment, even though this woman said to me, I can't tell a lie, what we do even in the work environment is we work on projects. We make forecasts. And part of working on a project is setting out what you're going to do. You map out that blueprint, you do the mind map, whichever process mapping piece excuse me, that you particular follow when you're working on a project. You come up with that plan and you talk about it as if it were already in action. You talk about it in the future tense, but you talk about where it is that you want to go. And same with forecasts in business today. We're making forecasts. We're making sales projections. We're making forecasts in the amount of widgets that we're going to create. Those are all ways of thinking positively and masterfully with confidence and faith, and life becoming more secure and more fraught with action, richer in achievement and experience, says Eddie Rickenbacker. We practice that type of behavior in our work life all the time. We practice that type of behavior when we're planning a great vacation. We are mapping out the journey of where we want to go. So I ask you, are you ready to apply that same concept to your life? Because when you think of your life as a project, you can map out the steps. Now, we do that when we're teenagers. We do that in the fact that we decide we're going to go to university. We decide we're going to go to a technical school. We decide we're not going to go to school. We're going to, you know, put the backpack on and do the trip around Europe. Whatever it is we decide at that point when we're teenagers, we make plans. We decide what it is we're going to do, where we want to go, what we want to achieve. And then once we get that university degree or that college diploma, we stop. We don't think of our lives anymore as that project. We're not forecasting where we want to be. We get stuck in the rat race and we go with the flow, or we go the path of least resistance. I know I personally was guilty of that in many stages in my life, the path of least resistance. So to accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream, not only plan, but also believe. And that's a quote from Anatole France. We seem to, when we get into that corporate world, which is where I am right now, that we stop the dreaming. We stop focusing on the plan of our life, the project of our life, the forecast of our life. And we get caught up in that day-to-day busyness of life. But what you don't say in the beginning has no end. As a manager, if you don't plan where your department's going to go, where your unit's going to go, then you just simply end up going with the ebb and the flow of whatever is happening in your organization. If you do not make those plans and work towards those specific targets, and sometimes as a manager, those targets are given to you. You must follow them. Just like if you go for a university degree, here's the curriculum. This is what it is you have to do in order to get the university degree. You need to make that curriculum for your life. You need to make that plan, that blueprint for your life. Because a manager who doesn't plan is a manager who's not a manager for a long time. Or they are a manager who never gets the bonus at the end of the year. And without planning and figuring out where it is you want to go and speaking that into existence, making that blueprint, sharing that blueprint, taking that human resources plan and sharing it with your team, all of those things we do in the corporate world. Are you ready to apply that same concept to your life? Because that's what you need to do in order to get the outcome that you want. So by saying I am healthy when I actually do have a cold physically, but mentally I am healthy. I am speaking my future into existence. I'm making a plan for the future. I'm, you know, getting plenty of rest. I'm drinking lots of water. I'm making that plan for the future. And I promise myself that this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. These are the resources that I need in order to do it. This is where I'm going to get those resources. As the widgets are made and they're sold and more income is coming in, these are where I'm going to reinvest some of that income. Well, now I'm talking, that's either corporate Canada, corporate US, corporate UK, or it's your life. It's the same concept. We need to take that concept and apply it and promise ourselves we're going to do that. Because when we promise ourselves, we take that authority over our life and we make those plans, we make that blueprint, and we keep moving ahead. Now, I've had people come up to me when I talk about living my life as if, or this is my plan, this is where I'm going, this is what I'm doing, and they took a look at me and they go, who do you think you are? Who are you that you're going to be able to sponsor 1,000 children with foster parents' plan? I get that. Now, thank goodness I don't get a lot of it, but I get that. And you know what? I look at them and I say, I am who I am, and I know that I can achieve that. I have this blueprint, and you are who you are. Be proud of who you are, where you've gotten to at this point. Make those plans of where you want your life to be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. What do you want? You picture yourself sitting in that rocking chair. For me, it's not 104, and reflecting back on my life. What is it that I've wanted to accomplish? Be proud of who you are. You are who you are, and you can make plans to change who you are if you want, to develop more of the same of who you are. You are in control. You take authority over your own life. And you need to call that into existence. I do the same thing with my dog, Snorkel. When I call Snorkel, she comes. Now, in the beginning, when we first adopted her and she was only 12 weeks old, we had to work an awful lot on building that relationship with Snorkel, and we had to be very consistent. You need to apply that same principle when you are building that plan, building that blueprint. You have to train yourself, and you have to be consistent with yourself. Now, one of the things that I had to learn as a new dog owner was I had to speak with more authority. We took dog training lessons because I had never trained a dog before. I didn't know what I was doing. And I am a believer in going to someone who already knows what it is I need to know and learning from them rather than trying to learn it from scratch all by myself. It's much faster that way. So I had to learn how to speak with more authority. I was always saying, oh, hi, Snorkel, you're so cute. Come over here, come over here. And the trainer said, no, you need to be the alpha dog here. You need to take control, and you have to speak with more authority. So now it's, Snorkel, come. And she comes. I'm taking that authority over my life. I was taking that authority over training the dog. Now I see her coming because I called her. Just like you can call your future into existence. You can make those plans, make the blueprint, apply the forecasts, take what you know in corporate and apply it to your life. Or are you getting sucked into the everybody else? Everybody else is doing it. And look where everybody else is. Is that where you want to be? 98% of people at the age of 65 are dead or dead broke. There was a report in the business section of the Vancouver Sun last week. Our national airline is looking at the potential of bankruptcy. And one of the major challenges that they're up against is they cannot afford the commitment that they've made for the pension plan. So look at where everybody else is. Is that where you want to be? When you are commuting to your job, no matter how you commute, whether you walk, you take a bus, you take a train, whether you're driving, whether you get stuck in one of those ginormous traffic jams. I know here in Vancouver, it can get pretty ugly. So when you're commuting, take a look at the people around you. Actually focus on their faces. I was doing this as I was coming home today. And are those people happy? Dime to a dollar, they're not. You're going to see people with sad looks on their faces, depressed looks on their faces, tired looks on their faces. So I want you to do an experiment. I want you to smile at them. I want you to see what happens when you smile at people. I have been doing this as I walk down the street in Vancouver here for more than a year. And the really, really sad part is when someone's walking towards me and I'm already attempting to make eye contact and smiling, they look away. They won't even smile as they pass the person going down the street. Now, what does that say for our society? And that's the everybody else. They're sad. They're fearful. They're stuck in their own rut and afraid to take that chance. Just that smiling at someone walking down the street. Peter Marshall has a quote: "Small deeds done are better than great deeds planned." So the small deed of smiling at people when you are going down the street is huge. Because not only are you potentially putting a smile on someone else's face, but that smile that you put on your own face can stay there for a long time. And it can assist you in uplifting your own spirit, your own mood. So don't just sit back and wait. Put your mouth into action for your own benefit. So smile. Say the things that are positive, that are masterful. And remember, saying them with confidence. Personally, I believe selfish is getting a bit of a bad rap. Because if you don't look after yourself, who will? We are all responsible for our own behavior. So we need to do what is going to benefit us. Now, we don't do this at the detriment of others, but we do it for our own benefit. And part of my own challenge with this particular issue is saying no to people. And for my family, it was always known Auntie Carla is a pushover when it comes to my nephew, Monty. If I said no to doing something and they really wanted me to do it, they'd turn around and they'd ask my nephew to ask me. Now, he was like, you know, this worked for about, I don't know, 4 years, between age of 4 and age of 8. And I never said no to him. and many times to my own detriment. I had to, you know, rearrange my schedule, spend more money than I anticipated, a number of different things, but to my own detriment. So being selfish can be a very good thing for you. So learn to recognize where you need to do something for your own good. Whether it's protecting your health, whether it's getting more rest, whether it's investing in yourself. Changing your name is a good idea. From lack, from insufficient, from always needing, from broke. Being selfish is going to assist you in changing your name to abundance, to fulfillment, to masterful, to richer. Because as you learn to recognize what works good for you and how you can do more of that, applying the success principles to your own life, building the success principles in your own life. We just had a great teacher here in Artemis Limpert, and she talked about how you can take action now to create the brain, the connections in your brain for your new attitude, for your new way of living in a specific area, for your new way of thinking. So what happens, what we are doing right now, is I am sending fake checks to my husband once a week. Now I'm sending one check, two checks, three checks. Depends on what's happened during the week, whether I send one check, two checks, or three checks. I send these checks every single week. And these checks are all made out for more than $10,000. So last week, I sent my husband in the mail, and I do. I put it in the snail mail. I put it in an envelope. I write out on the envelope. I put a stamp in it. I put it in the post box. And it comes in the mail. So $20,000 in 1 week. That is where we're going. And we right now, when those checks arrive, we get excited. What was that? When we open the envelope and we get all excited. We are creating that new behavior. Now, we've been doing this for 2 months now. And it's fun. It's like a little game. It's fun. And it's creating those new great deeds, small deeds, pardon me, in our life. Just a little small deed. Sending those checks. Creating that new thought pattern. Creating that thought of abundance. Because the journey that I'm taking now and the journey that you are on right now will benefit your family. Because you really do want to see your children, your niece or your nephews, your cousins, do well, correct? You want to see them do better than you do. So by learning how to do things better yourself, you are more able to pass it on to others. That's what this whole journey is about for me, is one of the things I was thinking about on the way home tonight was, how will I know when I have been successful? How will I know when I really have changed my name? And I thought about that and I realized that is when I am surrounded by a team of like-minded people and we are out there assisting and others on the journey to where they believe their own success to be. So what their own success looks like. So do you want to assist your family, your friends? You want to build a team? every generation wants to do better for their offspring. But in order for you to do that, you need to take action. Albert Einstein has a quote, "Nothing happens until something moves." Now, we have to move physically. We have to move mentally. We have to move spiritually. Nothing happens until something moves. The journey is the fun. Doing all the little deeds, the small deeds done every day, the small deeds put into practice. So let me tie this all together for you. Mapping out your journey. Where will you end up? Do you know right now? Take the principles that you know from corporate, from the job you have right now, working on projects, forecasts, budgets, HR plans. Take those concepts, apply them to your own life, and work on the project of your life. Because if you don't make that plan and you don't make that blueprint, you don't have an end in sight. You don't know where you're going. And you will end up being just like everybody else. And we definitely want to be part of that 3%, right? The 3% who at the age of 65 are not dead and are not broke, who are alive, healthy, and wealthy. 65, healthy, wealthy, and alive. Do the exercise. Look at the faces when you commute. Smile at people. Now, I really want to know what happens to you when you do that. I want to know how you feel. Let me know what you like best about it. Let me know what you like best about how it makes you feel. And what are the reactions around you? Don't just sit back and wait. Put that mouth into action, whether it be with the smile or even with the words. What exercise can you create in your life right now, like Dawn and I, with the sending each other the checks and celebrating? What can you do in your life right now that's going to propel your plan, propel your blueprint forward, so that you are going to be able to assist your children, your nieces, your nephews in creating that better life? So I would like to thank you all, and I have had the awesome privilege today of speaking to all you wealthy people, and I mean wealthy in the broadest sense, not just money. So I'd like to thank you for the privilege of speaking to all you wealthy people, and I'm going to open the line for comments or questions. Lines are open. Does anyone have a comment or a question this evening? Okay, well, thank you very much for joining me on tonight's terrific Tuesday teleclass. And again, you can contact me at Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com, and I'm looking for people who want to play in that team environment, because it's all about team, building that team, being coached, mentored, and supported by someone who's been there, done that. So have a great week, and I will hear you next week on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thank you.